Hi, everyone. It's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Thursday, May 25th, and if you noticed behind last night's cold front, we had a northerly flow today. So that scoured out the smoke that we'd been having from Canada. Now, we're looking at what's going to actually be a nice stretch of weather. There were some concerns about the Memorial Day weekend, but I'd been saying since about Sunday that it looked like it was going to turn out to be okay, and that is indeed going to be the case. We're going to see high pressure remain in control for Friday, your getaway day, and through the Memorial Day weekend. We are going to see low pressure develop off the Mid-Atlantic coast, but it is going to stay to our south, so we will stay dry, and we will warm up nicely. We'll watch to see if that system becomes anything tropical or subtropical, but in terms of sensible weather in our parts, it's really not going to matter. So we'll see summer-like temperatures developing by Memorial Day, and it looks like it could even stay hot into next week. So for Friday, call it mostly sunny. Highs will be right around 70, and with that northeasterly flow, it'll be a little cooler across eastern Suffolk. Fall back into the low 50s Friday night. Now, Saturday will add a couple of degrees to it, but we'll also add just a few more clouds. We'll call it partly sunny, and we'll be in the low to mid-70s. Again, a little cooler east. And Saturday night will drop into the mid-50s. Sunday, we'll keep building. Again, partly sunny, but we'll be in the mid to upper 70s. Cooler, of course, across the East End and at the beaches. And we'll have lows in the upper 50s. And for Memorial Day, this looks like it's going to be the best of the bunch. Looks like there'll be no issues for the Bethpage Air Show. And you might even be able to go down to the beach. Partly sunny is what's expected, and we'll see highs in the low to mid-80s. Of course, it will be a little cooler at the shore, and you're not going to want to go into the water. It's going to be a little choppy with that low developing across the southeast U.S. So anytime you look at the weather forecast, or even if you tune in here or look at our Facebook posts, one of the first things you want to find out is, what is the temperature going to be? What do I need to wear today? Do I need that jacket? Now, of course, we all know the simplest definition of temperature. Something feels warmer than things around it, we call it hot, and vice versa. But it gets more complicated than that, because temperature is actually a measure of molecular motion. So the faster the molecules move within a substance, the more energy they have, and the warmer that substance becomes. So temperature is an indication of the average kinetic energy of the molecules in a substance. Now, as you well know, we measure this with a thermometer. When air molecules are colliding with a thermometer, their energy gets transferred to the mercury or the alcohol in the bulb, causing it to rise and expand. So think about it in another context. You feel warm because the air molecules are colliding with your body and transferring their kinetic energy to you. When it's cold, though, the motion of the air molecules isn't enough to transfer the kinetic energy to warm your body. So, technically speaking, though, this wouldn't work if you were all the way up, say, in the thermosphere, because there wouldn't be enough molecules to collide with you to heat you effectively. Just a little side note, a little trivia point there. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more and stay cool by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com. You can check on Facebook at JC Weather NYC Long Island, and now on Patreon at JC Weather.